The former president of the Philippines, Corazon Aquino, passed away yesterday at age 76. Charles Collins remembers the woman who led the movement that brought about the ouster of one of the 20th century's most corrupt dictators and set her country back on the path towards real democracy and rule of law.
For decades, the Philippines lived under the autocratic rule of Ferdinand Marcos. Those who opposed him faced the consequences. In 1983, his main political opponent, Ninoy Aquino, returned from exile in the United States. Given an armed guard by Marcos, he was still gunned down at the airport. The president claimed it was communist rebels. The people of the Philippines blamed the government. Ninoy's death galvanized the country and thrust his reluctant widow into the spotlight. She accused Marcos of ordering the murder of her husband and began a movement that culminated in the scene of a million people waving rosaries and flowers who stopped tanks advancing towards army rebels who backed Aquino's claim of victory in the 1986 elections. Marcos fled the country, and Corazon Aquino was inaugurated president.
And consecrate myself.
And consecrate myself.
To the service of the nation.
To the service of the nation.
So help me God.
So help me God.
She served just one six-year term, but in that time she enacted a new constitution and survived several coup attempts. Her government also had to battle the country's communist rebels as well as deal with several natural disasters. In 1992, she left office. Her new constitution limited the presidency to one term. At her final State of the Nation address, she said that although her service as president was ending, her service to the nation would continue.
While my power as president ends in 1992, my responsibility as a Filipino for the well-being of my country goes beyond it to my grave.
Corazon Aquino died this morning after a long illness. She was 76. I'm Charles Collins.